Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Weeks after the Supreme Court ended federal protection of abortion rights, the FDA is considering making birth control more available. The French drug maker HRA Pharma is asking the FDA to approve the over-the-counter, no-prescription-needed sale of its birth control pill. While more than 100 countries have over-the-counter contraceptive pills, it would be a first in the U.S. Dr. Susan Wood is former Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health at the FDA. She directs George Washington University's Jacobs Institute of Women's Health Services. So, Dr. Wood, we know you support this idea. Why? And how big a deal is it if this comes through?
Well, I think we should think of it as it's one more option for preventing an unintended pregnancy. So in that sense, it is very good news. And I'll point out that it's got the support of the American Medical Association, the American College of OBGYNs, and the Academy of Family Physicians. There's a lot of support.
And we know dozens of House Democrats also signed a letter last March asking the FDA to conduct a timely review of any applications for over-the-counter birth control pills. Mm-hmm. But can you clear up a question just briefly? The HRA Pharma pill that we just mentioned is progestin only. That's a form of the hormone progesterone. Cadence Health is working with the FDA to move their pill to over-the-counter, and theirs is progestin and estrogen. What's the difference, and is it something that women should think about?
Well, I think, first of all, let's see if we can get this first one over the counter. The reason, you know, it's going through first is not just because they've done the studies already, but because there are fewer contraindications, that is, fewer reasons not to be taking this particular type. It has fewer side effects. And so it's easier for an average person to be able to read a label, take it correctly as is needed to make something over the counter, and it's very, very safe. However, there are many, many contraceptives which are called combined contraceptions. They have both progestin and estrogens in them. So, you know, getting some experience with the progestin only pill may help lead to getting a combined pill ultimately on the market as well. But this is a first step, and it's starting with the easiest and the safest version.
We know that birth control pills do carry a small risk of rare but serious blood clots.
Well, that actually goes along with the estrogen-containing ones. Mm-hmm. This is why the progestin only. It has fewer risks of side effects, and less than 2% of women of childbearing potential, you know, might have a contraindication, whereas a lot of other contraindications that might come into play if you were taking one with estrogen. So let's start with this one and see how it goes.
Right.
I think it will go quite well.
Well, and many people would point out that getting pregnant puts a woman at greater risk for clots than even a pill. But are you confident, though, that, you know, the question many people might have is, gee, over the counter, this is without consulting with your doctor, even though there's a small risk of something. You're confident that having a birth control pill over the counter without a doctor's guidance, you're comfortable with that?
I am. And I am for a number of different reasons. One is, you know, I don't think this is something that all women want to choose. It's going to fit a niche of women who are not already on a pill that they have talked to their doctor about. It might be for women who don't need to be on contraception regularly. It's going to be an emergency, your pill pack runs out. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be the be all and end all. And that's sort of why I said it's one more option out there.
Well, when I said that you were the former Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health at the FDA, we understand you resigned from the FDA years ago. And many people might remember there was a lot of foot dragging, a battle over age restrictions. Some people wanted them. There was one at first. You had to have a prescription if you were under 17 for an over-the-counter pill. There still was foot dragging. Now there is no age restriction. Do you worry about that? Because I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm thinking of the 13-year-old who, you know, following a sibling or a friend, goes and get themselves birth control pills and might have issues that a doctor might want to be aware of. Are you worried about that?
Well, I think, no. I mean, we went through a 10-year battle to get Plan B and all the other generic emergency contraceptive pills over the counter without an age restriction. And that's where it is today. And so having gone through that battle, and I won't rehash that, we have learned from it. And what we learned was it did not cause a problem. These hormonal emergency contraceptive pills are available to any age person who needs it. Similarly, we would learn from this, it's actually a lower dose of progestin. And if someone does need contraception, we want them to have access to it no matter what their age. It will be safe.
Because unintended pregnancies, as we have been hearing a lot lately, can be far more dangerous for women.
Absolutely. And who more than the very younger teens who, for whatever reason, are at risk of unintended pregnancy? We certainly want to help them prevent that unintended pregnancy because they are truly the most vulnerable.
Dr. Susan Wood, former Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health at the FDA and Director of George Washington University's Jacobs Institute of Women's Health Services. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.